This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military and 10 Israelis and 4 Thai nationals have been released from captivity in the Gaza Strip. The hostages crossed into Egypt and were to be transferred to Israel late Wednesday. It was the 6th such release under a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The ceasefire is set to expire early Thursday. International mediators are trying to extend the deal to facilitate the release of additional hostages held by Hamas. The COP28 climate summit gets underway in Dubai Thursday. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the meeting comes at what scientists say is a crucial moment in the fight against global warming.
Scientists expect 2023 to go down as the hottest year on record. Fearsome heat, forest fires, and flash storms have characterized a year of extreme weather around the world. Against that urgent backdrop, 70,000 delegates from 197 nations gather in Dubai. Observers call it a crucial moment.
This is the launch of what's called the global stocktake.
The leaders of the world's two biggest economies, US President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, agreed to deepen cooperation on climate change during talks in November. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
China's foreign minister Wang Yi claimed on Wednesday a recent increase in respiratory illnesses in China is a common issue faced by all countries, and Chinese authorities have it under effective control. The World Health Organization last week requested China provide detailed information on an increase in respiratory illnesses and reported clusters of pneumonia in children. This